Hello, friends. This is Sue Magnuson, IT and Communications Coordinator for First Pres. Unlike many of you, this business of sheltering is really nothing new for me. I telecommuted for many, many years as a tech writer. Working from home was always a very quiet and quite enjoyable experience for me. So it doesn't bother me to be alone, and I can really conduct my day according to my internal clock, which is sort of a mixture of early bird and night owl. I awake each morning and let the dog out, listen to the birds sing while the coffee perks, and I start my morning with prayer and thanksgiving. I just have this feeling of thankfulness for being alive, free of sickness, especially the coronavirus. I feel safe. I can usually start work pretty early because I don't have to do the normal routine of getting ready in the morning. So I can usually get to my desk and start working around 6 in the morning. And I upload the daily blog and I make sure it runs on the website and I post it to Facebook and respond to emails and work on the Sunday worship materials, totally absorbed in the lyrics of our hymns and our worship songs. So now that we're more or less quarantined, I can be completely focused without phones ringing and people conversing to distract me. So as opposed to a regular day in the office where it's busy, busy, busy and lots of people talking, now my days are quiet unless my dog barks to warn me of someone walking around outside or my neighbor above me starts her daily exercise routine. I usually take the dog for a walk in the morning, and sometimes we'll go up to the church, and we're not very far, and I produce CDs for Colleen to send to our shut-ins, and sometimes we wander around the neighborhood. We like to spot teddy bears. Well, I do. My dog doesn't pay attention. And we visit some chickens that live around the corner. I've always been a person who looks at the fun or the brighter or lighter side of life, and I try to find the positive aspects of any given situation. It's not always easy, but I try and maintain a sense of hope through positive thinking and prayer. There are some who perhaps may call me a wide-eyed Pollyanna for always seeking out the positive, but I think this time can be a truly precious time for us. We may not be given this space and time again in our lives to really slow down, think about the important stuff of life. We can get so busy in our daily lives and so distracted and so task-oriented that we lose sight of the big picture. I sense God telling the whole world to slow down. Listen to what He has to say. He's giving us a gift here. It's time to stop worrying so much about what others think of us. Consider what God thinks. Consider our daily disciplines, our thoughts, our routines. So I have coined a phrase for this time, and you'll probably see it if you get an email from me. I call it sheltering in grace. I like to think that this can be a great time for practicing the fruits of the Spirit. God's grace is such a gift to us, and right now He's blessing us with a boatload of it in the form of time. Time to live in joyfulness. Time to practice self-control. Time to be more charitable. Time to pursue peace. Time to be gentler with others. Time to offer forgiveness. Time to be grateful for God's love and kindness. I pray God's mercy and kindness rule your daily activities as you shelter safely in His grace.